With Christmas only being a short time away, we're here in this Advent season. We're celebrating the Advent as we lit the fourth candle of hope. But I want you to turn our thoughts back to the first Advent, the one with Mary and Joseph. Let me share with you the scripture from the first chapter of Matthew, speaking here of Joseph. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her. How? Quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "The virgin will conceive, give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. And when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him. He took Mary home as his wife, but he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Have you ever thought how Mary and Joseph reacted to that first Advent? Was it a time of joy, or was it a time of trial and tribulation? You know, we look at the Advent season as a great time of expectant joy. But Mary and Joseph at first probably thought differently. Many times things that look like large trials, large tribulations in our life may turn out to be great joys, especially when we trust God to work things out. When we allow God to be in our life. Romans 8:28 tells us, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him and for those who are called according to His purpose." And then I would like to add this key verse from the text I just read to help us with our sermon today. And it says, "And they called him Emmanuel," which means God with us. As Christians, no matter what comes on our way of life, no matter what happens to us as we walk day to day, our faith says, "Emmanuel, God is with us." Throughout the centuries, artists have depicted Mary as the Blessed Mother of Jesus. They saw her as the emblem of beauty and as a seal of purity. But was her heart filled with joy, or did she suffer anguish for what was to happen? For no sooner had the angel Gabriel left her than Mary sensed a deep and frightful darkness. For how was she able to face Joseph? How was she going to tell Joseph, the one that she's engaged to, that she is with child? If ever a suffering soul had to seek strength and faith, it was Mary. Who else but God could she turn to? For how was she to face Joseph, knowing that she was going to bear a child and she and Joseph had no sexual union. How would Joseph react? And what would be their relationship now that she was pregnant? There were probably many questions with no immediate answers. The text we read speaks about Joseph's part in the whole matter. However, before the angel spoke with him, he also suffered the anguish of a broken heart. For Joseph loved Mary, but the picture of Mary as the lily of his eye began to wilt and die. His heart was broken, and he suffered that great trial, for his espoused wife was with child. He was concerned about what the people were going to say, how were they going to talk, the gossip, and all this would probably tear them apart. And the people would be questioning, was Mary unfaithful to Joseph? Or did they break the tradition of engagement and allow their passion or lust to rule their lives? From Joseph's viewpoint, he could not fulfill the marriage. But neither could he consent to making Mary a public example by divorcing her. For our text says, because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her, how? Quietly. You know, pick up the rug and sweep the dirt under it, close the rug. Wanted to do it quietly. He loved her, but he was a man of the law. You see, the custom in those days were that you were considered married when you were engaged. That was a custom. It was a legal contract. Even though the two did not live together nor engage in marital practices, if he divorced her, the public would know she was unfaithful to her vow. But if he would take her as his wife, he could be assured, couldn't he? Couldn't be assured of what happened. He hadn't known what happened. He's confused. Men, wouldn't you be confused? Because you don't have all the answers yet. For Joseph must have anguished over this. How did Mary become pregnant? It wasn't my doing. How did it happen? Is it really of God as she said? I don't understand. And so for a while they were separated. Because Mary went to be with her cousin Elizabeth. She was 6 months pregnant, for she was going to deliver her son, which later would be known as John the Baptist. And needing help and comfort, Mary found it with Elizabeth, for she was then able to praise God for what was happening. In her well-known Magnificat, Mary said, my soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. You see, Mary was starting to live out that word, Emmanuel. For in her spirit, that is that part of our being that fellowships with God, she now knew the meaning of Emmanuel, God with us. And as much as we see a wonderful relationship between Mary and Elizabeth, and seeing that Mary was accepting the fact of that first advent, we now have to look at Joseph. He was still in agony. First, there was Mary's problem. What am I to do with my pregnant wife who is carrying a child is not mine? And second, She was no longer with Joseph. He couldn't see her. He couldn't talk with her. Probably she lost her cell phone and the phone at home. They didn't pay the bill. Who knows? But he couldn't talk with her. He couldn't look her in the eye. He couldn't get the true facts of what happened. And I believe Joseph suffered a lot during this period of time, for she was away with Mary for 3 months. See, we don't realize that. It says in Luke 1:56 that she spent 3 months with Mary. That means from the time she was 6 months pregnant to the time she almost gave birth to John the Baptist. Where's Joseph? He's back home. The angel hadn't come to him yet. Joseph is suffering. What am I to do with Mary? Many years ago, I heard about a young wife and her husband who had come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Both of them were growing in their faith. The wife, however, had a burden she carried. Her burden was her mother. Her mother was an alcoholic, and she wanted to tell her mother how the Lord had changed their lives, how Emmanuel was working in their life. But her mother did not believe in Christ. She was wondering how she could address this. One day she had the opportunity, and she came to her mother and said, "Mother, pray with me. Pray that Emmanuel, God, will be with us." And after praying, the daughter shared how both of them accepted the Lord and how the Lord had worked in their life and their life had been changed. For she said how Christ came to earth to share his life, how he died for each of us and for our sins. It was her personal testimony of Christ dying for each of us that caused the mother to realize her sin, and she confessed and accepted the Lord that afternoon. What agony that daughter had, yet it was with her faith in Emmanuel, God with us, that gave her strength to pray and to speak with her mother. You see, Joseph needed that strength. He needed that knowledge. And in his misery, I surmise that this could have happened. Just bear with me. Perhaps maybe Joseph went to synagogue one day, and as he was sitting there, the priest took the scroll, turned to Isaiah chapter 7, and he started reading this. "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel." You see, those thoughts rolled through Joseph's mind that day. He may have gone home that night, and as he lay down to sleep, trying to sleep, he just couldn't sleep. He was restless, thinking about what he had heard there in the synagogue. And then we read in verse 20 of our text today, "But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit.'" Having what he heard maybe that day, knowing the scriptures, because they had those scriptures then, Joseph then started to experience the term Emmanuel, God with us. For truly God was with him. He was given the explanation of why Mary was pregnant. It was of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, that had conceived in her. It was a working of God and woman together to bring the first advent. The incarnation of Christ, the union of divinity and humanity. Emmanuel, God with us. And then we read what Joseph did. He says, when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had said and commanded him to take Mary home as his wife. And by taking Mary home, by law, he consummated the marriage. But our text says, but he did not consummate the marriage. Consummate the marriage was by sexual union until she gave birth to a son, and he gave birth and gave the name Jesus to the baby. You know, the marriage customs were different than they were now. When they were getting ready to consummate the marriage, the man would leave his home. If you ever remember Fiddler on the Roof, you know, he would leave his home, walk over to the home where his wife is. He'd walk over, and there always would be an entourage with him because this is part of the wedding. They're going to celebrate this wedding. He'd walk over, knock on the door, take his wife, take her home. Go in the house, lock the door, keep the people out, and they would consummate the marriage. People outside would have a joyous time of festivity. What a difference time has been made since then. We have learned a lot from this event in Christ's life, even before his birth. He, in the form of God, was with Mary and Joseph. The same is true of you and me. We need to personally understand the name and title of Jesus. The term Emmanuel is a title of our Lord and Savior. He came to earth, God incarnate, God in the flesh. He came to save us. Like the mother we spoke about who accepted Christ, she didn't realize that Christ came personally for her. Christ came for each of us. And each of us need to understand the name Emmanuel. He has come to live and dwell in the hearts of all believers. And we need to recognize that trials and tribulations can turn into joys. For as we lit the fourth candle of hope today, there was that hope that all would come together. And all did come together under the guidance of God. You see, Joseph could have divorced Mary, but his faith in God, his trust and desire to do God's will, allowed him then to take Mary home as his wife. I pray that this Advent season will strengthen your faith, will strengthen your understanding of who Christ is. He is Emmanuel. God with us. Join me for prayer. Father, how we thank you for your word. How we thank you for Mary and Joseph and the trials and tribulations that they went through. But joy came when the birth of Christ came upon the world. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the title of Emmanuel, God is with us. Amen.